From Alcona, she's a 5'7 junior, number 22, Sage Gompierre.
Brad Allen, Kurt Romberger here with you. Getting our starting lineups announced. We'll take you through them as they do. First up for the Alcona Tigers, number 22, Sage Gompierre. You're going to hear a little bit louder roar for the Owls when they get announced, including number 4, Ellie Kellstrom, the senior. Next up for Alcona, number 32, the senior, Carmen Deller. For the Oscoda Owls, number 12, Mia Whitkey, a senior for the Owls, the captain of the team.
For the
Alcona Tigers, number 42, probably the captain of the Alcona Tigers, Kelsey Hansen, four-year starter for the Tigers. The center, number 42. On the other side, the center for the Owls, number 22, the sophomore Kingsley Backstrom. Leading scorer for the Owls, about 16 and a half points a game.
Yeah, and she's a sophomore. She's got a couple seasons left in her too, Bradley.
Number 3, Jenna Womble.
Jenna Womble, the junior, will start at guard for the Alcona Tigers, number 3. For the Oscoda Owls, the 5'7 freshman, number 1, Luella Whitkey, freshman point guard for the Owls.
Real crowd favorite here, Luella is.
And for the Alcona Tigers, number 10, the junior point guard, Emma Travis. And lastly, for the Owls, number 2, and a couple of big shots against Roscommon, Ava Gooch, yet another sophomore for the Oscoda Owls. Three underclassmen.
And another girl that can shoot the three ball, too.
Three underclassmen for the Oscoda Owls starting here tonight to go along with the two seniors. Ready to get our game underway, brought to you in part by Coletta Air of Oscoda. Ahead of time, Salon and Nails of Oscoda, Clearview Car Wash in Oscoda, Andy's, Dallas, and Kohl's Appliance of Lincoln in Dallas City. Saw Alex Kohl in the building here, so I'm just walk in.
Our good man, Ben Murphy, the hardest working sports photographer and newspaper writer in the whole area.
He earns himself that badge, no doubt about it. Kingsley Backstrom stands at center court. The Owls hosting this district, getting high five. Ellie Kellstrom walking around, high-fiving each and every one of her teammates. Carmen Deller will walk to the center court. We're ready to get underway.
Officials make them slide their chairs back a little bit further away from the line. And it wouldn't be a game without Ron Lamrock in the building shooting photos.
Controlled by the Alcona Tigers. The Alcona Tigers work left to right. Right side is Gauthier. Gauthier bounce pass into Deller. Deller over her right shoulder. No good. Rebound tipped around. Controlled by Gooch. And here comes the Oscoda Owls. Ava Gooch bounce pass to Backstrom. Backstrom out to Kellstrom. Cross to Luella Whipke for three at the top. No good. Rebound pulled down by Jenna Womble. Womble goes left side. Emma Travis, who walks it across. Calls out a play, goes right side to Wombold. 2-3 zone here for the Owls. Wombold inside to that elbow to Kelsey Hansen. Back out, right side, Wombold for three. Off glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Hansen, though. Out to Emma Travis, left wing three, no good. And out of bounds.
A little bit of nerves here early both ways, I think, Bradley. Alcona with the ball, a couple good possessions, one offensive board, but no score yet.
No press out of the Tigers. Luella Whipke goes right corner to Mia Whipke. Back up top, Ellie Kellstrom guarded by Kelsey Hansen. They play man-to-man. Luella Whipke gets the ball, clears everybody out. Screen coming by Kellstrom. Hand off to Gooch. Dribbles it back up top. Poked away by Emma Travis, but able to regain it are the Owls. Now poked away again. Gooch in trouble. Hand off to Mia Whipke. Whipke stops at the right wing. Tries to go across. Ball tipped around and controlled by Ellie Kellstrom, who hands it off to Luella Whipke. She'll drive. Right side, Gooch loses it out of bounds.
First turnover of the game. We're going to go against Oscoda.
The Owls will get into that diamond press that we saw in the later half of the game against Roscommon. 1-3-1. Swinging it back and forth are the Tigers. Hansen back to Travis. They break it nicely. Deller to Gauthier in the corner. Left wing three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Ellie Kellstrom. 6:15 to play. No score. Luella Wipke, crossover. Hand off Ellie Kellstrom. She drives inside. Bounce pass back drum. Up. No good. Rebound grabbed by Kelsey Hansen. Kelsey Hansen of the Tigers runs up that left side. Coast to coast to the rim. Blocked inside by Wipke. Luella Wipke now with the basketball. Up court to Kellstrom. Or Backstrom, and Backstrom traveled. Couldn't quite hang on to it. Another turnover for the Owls. We played 2:07. We have no score.
Exciting basketball, though, I'll tell you that. Up and down. Good action. Some blocks. Some rebounds.
Tigers swinging it back and forth through the press. More of a press than a trap. They don't really trap out of it. Pass down low to Deller. Blocked by Wipke. Luella Wipke, another one. Rebound goes to Kellstrom. Right side, Emma Gooch. Inside, Backstrom. She's double teamed and loses it. Emma Travis will now bring it up for the Alcona Tigers. Both teams a lot of nerves in this game. Left side, Gauthier. Wide open three. No good. Rebound by Luella Wipke. The Tigers getting really good shots to start this game. Left side, Mia Wipke. She'll drive and will be fouled, reaching in were the Tigers. 5:15 to play here in our first quarter. Foul goes on Gauthier, her first team first. Ava Gooch will inbound from underneath her own basket. Looking, bounce pass, Luella Wipke. She'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Couple fouls right in a row, that second one there. On number three. Jenna Wombolt.
I feel like both teams just need to see the ball go through the hoop once.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It'll open up.
Yep. Well, we're going to see that probably here at the free throw line right now, Brad.
Oh, announcer jinx in play now. Wipke short on the first. This game brought to you in part by A. Curley Contracting of Oscoda, Instaco Premium Products of Oscoda, and Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena. Freshman Luella Wipke's second free throw is good.
We got ourselves a baseball game now, 1-0.
1-0, 2 minutes and 45 seconds into this one. Back into that press. Tigers keep three players back to pass it through. Kelsey Hansen dribbles right side, picked off by Backstrom. Kingsley Backstrom steals it off the pass that was tipped at the half court line. Mia Wipke hands it to Luella Wipke. And the Oscoda Owls will set up top. 1-0 Owls. Luella Wipke handoff to Gooch. Dribbles, bounces to the elbow to Backstrom. Backstrom out to Luella Wipke, who will dribble back up top. She's guarded by Jenna Womble. Ellie Kellstrom misses a screen. Luella Wipke up top. Tried to go inside to Kellstrom. Kellstrom didn't roll. It's picked off by Gauthier. Here comes the Tigers. Emma Travis will bring it up across the half-court line. No rush here. They're just going to swing it around the zone. Inside to Deller. Deller will dribble and go to Hansen. Hansen back out to the corner. Open three, Gauthier. A little short. Rebound tipped and controlled by Gauthier. And we've got a hold coming, looks like, on Ava Gooch.
Well, again, good action. Everything's going right. They're controlling the ball nicely. There's nothing going in right now, though. We'll see if that's just nerves. Alcona will take it in underneath.
Goes down to Travis. She'll work up top. Right side, Wombold, guarded by Wipke in the zone. Left corner, Gauthier. She'll drive baseline right into Kellstrom. No good. Rebound, Gauthier scores.
She got her own rebound on a nice follow and put it up. Alcona up 2-1.
Wipke has it on the left wing. Goes to Ellie Kellstrom. Great defense being played here by the Tigers in this district final. Luella Wipke drives, launches, and she'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. Looks like that's Wombold who'll pick up a foul.
Yeah, she kind of forced her way through the paint there and got away with it. Alcona bailed her out with the foul, and she'll go to the line.
That's Wombold's second foul, so she'll have to check out. And, well, we're going to keep the same last name out there, though, as Luella Wipke's first free throw is short. Kaylee Wombold will check in for Jenna. 3:45 to play in our first quarter. We're over halfway through. It's 2-1, Alcona. Luella Wipke, who's 1-for-3 so far at the free throw line, is now 2-for-4. They go back to the 1-3-1 trap. 1-3-1 press, I should say. I haven't seen a trap out of it. Throwing it over the top of it, but unable to handle it was Kaylee Wombold. And Luella Wipke gets a steal. Left wing, Mia Wipke, three off to the left. No good. Rebound controlled by Mia Wipke. It bounced around two or three different hands. And Luella Wipke for the Owls has it up top. She crosses over, works left, tried to get it into the corner to Kellstrom. It's tipped away, but Mia Wipke comes away with it to Backstrom. Backstrom goes in, lays it in, and Kingsley Backstrom gets a bucket.
Second chance points there on an offensive rebound, Brad. That's where that came from.
4-2 Owls. Tipped away by Mia Wipke. Kelsey Hansen has to run back and grab it. They've got to get across the timeline. Hansen in trouble, throws, finds Travis inside to Deller. Left-hand layup ties it. You can tell they've worked on this trap. They are finding Deller on the left side, cutting to the rim nicely. We're tied at four. Luella Wipke inside to Mia Wipke. Quickly left-hand layup, no good. Kind of threw it up at the rim before she got set. Rebound comes down to Gauthier, and here come the Elkhona Tigers. Left side, Gauthier tries to get it into Hansen. Up top, Emma Travis. They do get to Hansen at the elbow, and she is fouled on a jump shot. She'll go to the line to shoot two.
Right on the wrist, she'll go to the line. Kelsey Hansen.
That's Ava Gooch's second foul. And Coach Toppy, not going to take her out of the game, just looks at her and says two. Probably just telling her, you got to be careful. Hansen's first free throw, good.
Hansen makes good at the first.
This game brought to you in part by the Lunchbox of Curran, the Lincoln Outdoor Center, and second free throw good, and by the Barash Funeral Homes of Oscoda, Augray, Hale, Prescott, Talis City, and Twining. That'll make it 6-4 Elkhona. Luella Wipke dribbles across, hand off to Mia Wipke, screen by Backstrom, stop and pop three, off glass and good!
Wow, what a shot. A three-pointer off the back glass.
7-6 Oscoda. Kaylee Womble to Kelsey Hansen, now to Emma Travis. Left corner, that's Gauthier inside. Hansen, left hand, no good. Rebound, Mia Wipke. 1:47 to play in our first quarter. 7-6 Owls. Inside Backstrom, it was tipped, and Backstrom will not be able to chase it down as it goes out of bounds. And so it stays 7-6 Oscoda. 1:42 to play in our first quarter. Inbound to Kelsey Hansen. Hansen just going to turn and look. Now to Emma Travis. Dribbles across the line. Gets it to Kaylee Womble. Cross court. Blocked by Kingsley Backstrom. But goes to Hansen, who drives in. Left-hand layup. No good. Another rebound for Mia Wipke. Good look for Hansen. Just couldn't finish on the left side. Luella Wipke now brings it up for the Owls. She'll dribble handoff to Ava Gooch. Gooch stop and pop a three. Off the high glass. And then it falls.
That's a shooter's roll there, Bradley.
That one caught off the back iron and found a way to bounce in. The Owls have made two threes, neither of them pretty, but they've gone in, and it's 10-6 Oscoda. 1 minute to play in the first. Left corner, Gauthier, corner three. No good. Rebound, tipped by Wipke to Ava Gooch. Good play by Mia Wipke. Ava Gooch will bring it up for the Owls. Hand off to Luella Wipke. She'll dribble into a three. Off the right side, no good. Rebound controlled by Gauthier. 35 seconds remaining in the first quarter. 10-6, Oscoda. Emma Travis with it for the Tigers. Now left side, Gauthier. Back to Travis, right side, Kaylee Wombold. Now up top to Emma Travis. And she tries to bounce past it to Hansen. Ball on the ground, stolen by Mia Wipke. And able to recover it are the Owls with 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. Let's see if they hold for one shot. Luella Wipke, handoff Mia Wipke. She'll drive to the free throw line, handoff to Backstrom. Backstrom, kick out Luella Wipke for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Deller. 2 seconds, 1 second. Hansen from three-quarter court. Good if it goes. No. At the end of one, it's Oscoda 10, Elkhona 6 on WKJC, your power station for sports. School basketball on WKJC, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Sean Clark of Oscoda, Viking Marine of Hubbard Lake, and Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe in Harrisville. Oscoda with the basketball. They lead 10-6 in this district final. Luella Wipke with it. Thought about the three. Instead goes to Ellie Kellstrom. Back up top, Wipke. They'll set up the offense. And a foul here. Emma Travis reached in. Only the fourth team foul on Elkhona.
Foul number 10, Travis. Her first. Fourth.
So that first quarter, I mean, you could tell there were nerves in that, absolutely. I mean, none of it was – I'm not sure any of the 16 points were immensely pretty.
Especially the two threes from Oscoda, but you know what? They counted, and here's another one right now. Won't go.
Rebound, Backstrom, but she's knocked to the ground, loses the basketball. Rebound comes down to Kelsey Hansen. Here come the Alcona Tigers, trailing by four. Emma Travis right side to Gauthier. Back up top, Travis, open at the top of the key for three. Off the glass, no good. Rebound, Luella Wipke. Two on two the other way for the Owls. Luella Wipke will stop, bring it back up top. Ava Gooch, left wing three. Short. Rebound comes down to Kaylee Womble. Alcona now bringing it up. Left side, Gauthier into Deller. Deller wants to get it to Hansen, but nothing there. She'll dribble it out and go back up top to Gauthier. Right side, Emma Travis. Up top, Gauthier. About 3 feet behind the line. Emma Travis on that right side. No good. Now Hansen at the elbow. Inside to Deller. And a foul that stopped it from being too easy points for Deller. Fantastic offense there by the Tigers.
Yeah, foul's going to go on number four, Ellie Kellstrom. Picking up her first of the game. We'll get a shooter to the line for two and try to pull this game within two.
Deller with 2 points on the night already. Looking to add to that. First free throw is good. All important free throws.
Deller makes the first.
Checking into the game is Sierra West.
Number two,
Kaylee Wombold will check out. And nope, now they're not letting West into the game. I'm guessing it's because Deller already had the basketball for the second free throw. She's not allowed that. She was not allowed to check in. So they're gonna. If she makes it, they'll let the check in happen. If not, it'll be the next whistle. She makes it, so now they'll let it happen. Now Sierra West will check in for Kaylee Womble.
10-8 now, 6:49 till halftime. Glad you're with us tonight. Brad Allen and Kurt Romberger here on 104.7 WKJC.
Luella Wipke will bring it across for the Oscoda Owls. Dribbles to the right wing, gets a screen by Backstrom in the lane. Little floater, off glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Gauthier. Emma Travis now brings it up for the Tigers. Chance to tie or take the lead. Bounce pass right side West, up top to Emma Travis. Travis, bounce pass inside. Deller, cross to West. Little pump fake in the lane, no good. Rebound pulled down by Wipke. Mia Wipke will bring it up. She'll just run it right up the court. And she'll stop and pop a right wing three. No good. Rebound Emma Travis. Travis will bring it up for the Tigers. Right side West in the corner. Now up top. Right side Emma Travis. Off glass. No good on the three. Rebound comes down to West and now to Hansen. Or Deller, I should say. Cross court pass Gauthier. Gauthier left wing. Up top now Kelsey Hansen standing at the volleyball line. 5:52 to play in our first half. 10-8 Oscoda. Emma Travis. Goes to the left wing, Kelsey Hansen. Now to the corner, Gauthier wanted to get it into Hansen, couldn't. Emma Travis up top, right side, Sierra West. West up top, Hansen. Pump fake a three, shield drive, left baseline. Now go corner, Gauthier, open corner three. Little long, and rebound. Backstrom grabbed it, but couldn't save it as it was going to the corner.
Gauthier's had that corner three from the baseline 3 times already. And she can't stick one in. They could use one from down there and get her hot.
Just to get some. So either team needs to get some flow going with a nice offensive possession. Sierra West, right side, inside to Hansen on the block. Goes over her right shoulder, no good. Rebound comes down to Deller, though. Deller underneath the basket, kick out to West. Left side, Travis, and up top, West. And now we have three in the key on Deller, who turns and looks at her foot being barely in the key. But either way, it is a turnover. Luella Wipke brings it up for the Oscoda Owls. Man, we can't get a three in the key in 15 games in boys basketball, but we're getting them this week.
Yes, we are.
Up top, Luella Wipke for the Oscoda Owls. Bounce pass into Backstrom, stolen by Deller, who read it. 5 minutes to play in the first half, still 10-8. No offensive flow whatsoever. Right side, Sierra West, wide open, drives, and we've got a foul coming from across the court. Looks like that Ava Gooch is going to pick that one up.
Yep.
So it's her third. Ashton Ely will check in for her.
Yeah, Gooch is going to have to take a seat. Ashton Ely coming in.
And inside to Hansen, who scores and ties it.
Nice little inbounds pass, wide open.
We're tied at 10. Luella Wipke drives cross court to Ely. Ely back to Wipke in the corner. She gets a screen and now brings it back up top. Luella Wipke cross to Mia Wipke. Wipke, a pass fake. And dribbling around on that right side. Inside to Backstrom. Backstrom turns. Jumper, no good. A little too long. Rebound to Emma Travis. Here come the Tigers. They bounce past Sierra West. Up top two. And now a timeout back in 30 seconds on WKJC, your power station for sports. Come on. 4:15 to play in our first half, tied at 10. This game brought to you in part by Janice Tire and Auto of Oscoda and Tawa City and Dockside Marine of Glenning. The Alcona Tigers inbound, right side Gauthier. Gauthier up top to Emma Travis. Emma Travis goes left side to Deller. Deller to Sierra West in the left short corner. Back up top to Deller and to Emma Travis, top of the key. Right side, Gauthier. Swinging around that zone are the Tigers. Halfway through our second quarter. Hanson gets it in the paint. Shot up, no good. A lot of contact, no call. Rebound, Kingsley Backstrom.
Yeah, it looked like she got absolutely hammered down there.
Wipke will have the basketball. Hands it off to Mia Wipke. Screened by Backstrom. Ball on the ground, and we're going to get a jump ball. Possession will go to the Tigers. And Jenna Womble will check back in for Alcona. She'll come in for Sierra West.
Tigers 3, Jenna Womble. She'll replace Sierra West.
Emma Travis brings it up for the Alcona Tigers to Sage Gauthier. Up top, Travis. Travis and Gauthier both shot a decent amount of threes, have yet to get one to go. Might be only a matter of time till they get hot. Left side, Emma Travis. Bounce pass into Hanson. Hanson out to Womble for three. Too long. Long rebound, though, comes out to Hanson. Hanson dribbling on that right side goes to Gauthier. Back up top, Hanson. She'll try a right wing three. No good. Rebound. Fought for him. We're going to get a jump ball again. This one will go to the Owls.
Good work, good defense, good rebounding, and still can't make a whole lot of buckets here.
This is how the last game started. Low scoring early, 10-10. Luella Wipke, left side, Ellie Kellstrom, inside Kingsley Backstrom, knocked away by Deller, and stolen away by the Alcona Tigers. Here comes Emma Travis, right side to Wombold, and now a foul by Backstrom reaching in on Deller.
Yeah, you could see that coming right there. As Oscoda's starting to build their turnover resume a little bit right now. I'm sure Coach Toppy doesn't like that.
Inbounding underneath Wombold. Up top to Deller. Deller, a free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound, fought for, controlled by Luella Wipke. 2:39 to play in our first half, still tied at 10. Mia Wipke inside Backstrom. Backstrom up off the glass and good.
It's a big basket there inside by Kingsley Backstrom.
The first points of the second quarter by the Owls. It's 12-10. Left side, Carmen Deller. They get through the press. Now Hanson and swinging it back to Emma Travis. And the Alcona Tigers can set up. Womble has it right side. Up top, Emma Travis. Inside Hanson. Out Womble. Open right wing three. Too long. Rebound, Mia Wipke. Luella Wipke will bring it up. Kicks it off to that right side. Now Ellie Kellstrom gets it back to Luella Wipke. They reset. Screen by Kellstrom. And now a screen coming by Backstrom. They give it to Backstrom. Backstrom looking for somewhere to go with it. Bounces it back to Luella Wipke. 1:50 to play in our first half. Left side, Ely. Ely looking for the motion. Wants to get it into Backstrom. Does. Backstrom works to the free throw line. Luella Wipke. Who will then bring it back out. Mia Wipke now on that left wing. Dribbles across, now on the right wing. Looking, goes inside Backstrom. Backstrom fights through some contact. Jump shot, no good, from about 10 feet away. Rebound comes down to Emma Travis. Emma Travis working around up top. Calling out a play. Right side, Gauthier. Gauthier back up top. Travis for three, short. And rebound knocked out of bounds by the Alcona Tigers. Yeah.
So Oscoda's just sitting back in this 2-3 zone right now. And and they are going to stay in that zone until Elkhona can prove that they can make an outside shot. And so far tonight, they can't.
That 30-second timeout here by the Owls, and no, you're 100% right. I mean, neither side is really making shots. I mean, heck, the two threes that Oscoda has made, one goes off the glass and falls in. The second one goes off the back of the iron, somehow in good rotation on the shot to get it to go straight up and also to fall back in. So we have not had pretty offense by any means here tonight to get us to our 12-10 score.
Don't forget to stick around with us at halftime for this week in the MHSAA. Packed house here at the Owl's Nest tonight. Great atmosphere.
Owls with the basketball out of the timeout, leading 12-10, final minute of our first half. Backstrom screens for Lou Alawipke, who drives right in, right to the lane, and scores.
Big bucket late in the half. 14-10 now.
Largest lead of the game of four. Travis gets it, picked off by Ellie Kellstrom out of the trap. Mia Wipke stop and pop three. Off glass, no good. That would have sent the house down, no doubt about it. Rebound Kelsey Hansen. Hansen will bring it across for the Tigers. Stuck with it, gets it to Emma Travis. 30 seconds remaining in the half. Right side to Wombold. Wombold to the short corner, Deller. Deller right into the lane, and Kellstrom, and a foul going to be called on Ellie Kellstrom.
That'll be Ellie's second foul. Really nice move to go underneath like that to get that contact. Very experienced basketball player there, Carmen Deller.
Ely will check into the game and after this free throw. First one by Deller, good. As Kaiden Ely will check into the game. Deller has 5 points, leading all scorers. Three of them at the free throw line. Right now, 14-11 and 14-12 as she gets that one to rattle home.
Yeah, I got the shooter's roll on that.
24 seconds remaining in the first half. It's 14-12 Oscoda. Let's see if they hold for the last shot. It's not really their style as Luella Wipke just loses it dribbling through the lane.
Yeah, she just dribbled right through the paint and kept dribbling right out of bounds.
14.5 seconds remaining in the half. Can the Tigers get a shot going here? Picked off by Wipke, alone to the rim, and an easy right-handed layup. Luella Wipke. 4 seconds remaining in the half. Travis from half court, no good. And at the end of our first half, it's Oscoda 16, Elkhona 12 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Ryan Allen and Kurt Romberger here with you. 104.7 WKJC, Oscoda 16-12 lead over top of the Elkhona Tigers. And man, I think if you said who was the quote-unquote better offensive team, who had better looks, I think you'd say it was Elkhona. That just Oscoda got a couple more to go down, but I think honestly, you said who played better, I think I like the Tigers there.
Yeah, I like the Tigers that half. They definitely outplayed Oscoda. They out-rebounded Oscoda to 20-12. Elkhona turned the ball over less than Oscoda did. They only turned it over 6 times, while Oscoda turned it over 8 times. And I don't think much is going to change as we go forward. This is going to be a tightly contested defensive game. And it's going to come down to free throws and turnovers and who can make some shots from outside eventually, right?
Yeah, eventually a three's got to go down. And, yeah, a big turnover at the end of the half that gave the Owls the 4-point lead out of the press. Real quick through the scoring, leading the way for the Owls, who have 16 points. It's Luella Wipke with 6, Kingsley Backstrom 4, Ava Gooch and Mia Wipke each have 3. For the Elkhona Tigers, it's Carmen Detler with 6, Kelsey Hansen 4, and Sage Gauthier has 2. That gets us 16-12. Elkhona will start with the basketball. They now work right to left here in Oscoda. Up top now to Travis, right side Gauthier. I will stay in that 2-3 zone. Up top to Travis, right side Gauthier. Open right wing 3. No good. That one's short. Rebound fought for and won by Deller. Kick out Gauthier. Swing to Travis for 3. No good. Rebound Kingsley Backstrom. Here come the Owls. Luella Wipke will bring it up. Stop top of the key. Go left side to Ellie Kellstrom. Up top to Luella Wipke. Dribble handoff to Ava Gooch. Gooch, stop and pop, mid-range jumper, off glass, no good. Rebound Kingsley Backstrom, though. Bounce pass to Luella Wipke, stuffed by the rim. Gets her own rebound, and will kick it out to Ellie Kellstrom. Back to Luella Wipke. Dribbles left side, stops, looking, has the ball poked away, stolen by the Tigers. Here comes Emma Travis. Travis will bounce pass right side, wobbled inside to Deller. Deller back out to Travis, pass fake, and will throw it to the right side to Wombold. Wombold now left side back to Travis. Into the paint is Hansen, who kicks it back out. Right side now to Gauthier. And knocked out of bounds by Kingsley back, and they try to get it down to Deller. 6:44 to play in our first half, 16-12 Oscoda, this girls' district final. Right side, Gauthier. Bounce pass to the elbow, picked off by Gooch. Gooch dribbles it off her foot and stolen by the Tigers. Gauthier will take it. And now we'll give it to Emma Travis. Travis dribbles up, screened by Hansen. Right side, Gauthier. Gauthier cross court. Emma Travis open three. No good. Man, they cannot get one to go. Ava Gooch with a rebound. Dribbles to the sideline and will bounce it to Luella Wipke, who will bring it up for the Owls. Right side, Kingsley Backstrom. Luella Wipke steps into a three. That one no good. Rebound Gauthier. Neither team buying a three. Maybe the air conditioning is on a little high today. Blowing it off because neither team can find the bottom of the bucket. Deller has the basketball inside. Kick out Gauthier. Hansen at the free throw line. Dribbles into a mid-range jumper. Short. Rebound tipped around and grabbed by Ava Gooch. Gooch playing with three fouls. She'll have to be careful. Up top, Luella Wipke. Left side, Ellie Kellstrom. She's been quiet. Bounce pass up top to Luella again. 5.5 minutes to play here in our third quarter. Screen by Backstrom. Wipke right to the lane and ended up having the ball tipped away, causing her to travel.
Sloppy. That's the word that comes to my mind right now is sloppy. And somebody has to take charge of this game by making some baskets.
I mean, I guess we should give credit to the defenses for making it sloppy, making it tough on offenses, and ball tipped away, and it's hit out of bounds by Carmen Deller. The Owls get a turnover out of the press. 5:24 to play. Owls lead by four. Ties the largest lead of the game. Alcona is not led yet. Right side, Mia Wipke. Wipke throws to a cutting Luella Wipke. Cross court to Backstrom. What a pass. She can't finish. Great cross the paint pass by Luella Wipke. Rebound comes down. Here come the Tigers. Emma Travis is going to double dribble it. Kind of lost what she was doing and visibly frustrated as Emma Travis.
Yeah, just fundamental basketball right now. Just not going on.
5 minutes to play here in our third quarter on either side. Either side not really playing great right now. Wipke with the basketball. Guarded by Travis. And Luella Wipke just goes right back up top, sets up the play. Left side, Mia Wipke. Looking. Goes up top to Ava Gooch. Gooch right side to Wipke. Wipke looking, goes to Mia Wipke, top of the key. Left side, Ava Gooch. Gooch stops, dribbles to the elbow, throws it up, and she'll be fouled at the elbow, and she'll go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, even though she wasn't shooting, she was passing. She was in the act of something, and she's going to go to the line for it.
Foul on Hansen, her first. This game brought to you and brought by Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, Hungry Howie's Pizza of Oscoda, and East Dallas, and Napa Auto Parts of Oscoda, Augray, and East Dallas. Gooch knocks home the first free throw. And our first points of the second half makes it 17-12 Oscoda. Second free throw, too long. Rebound, going to be a jump ball. Possession will stay with the Owls.
Good tie up there afterwards by the Owls, and they'll get another chance here to expand the lead to 7 or 8.
Up top, Luella Wipke. Again, leading 17-12, 4:20 remaining in our third quarter. Wipke drives right to the lane, throws it up. Good defense by the Tigers. Rebound comes out to Mia Wipke, though. Left side, Ellie Kellstrom, open three. Too long. Rebound tipped around, and we're going to have another jump ball.
Wow. A little bit of aggression there that time after the tie-up happened. Ava Gooch sent the Alcona player wailing onto her back. Getting talked to now by the officials.
This is unnecessary. It's a jump ball. Move on. Move on. Nothing there happened. There's two players fighting for the ball. Move on.
And they give it to Elcon, obviously, on the possession arrow.
Emma Travis will work through the press and try to bounce pass to Deller. Can't get it there. Picked off by Gooch. Bounce pass to Luella Wipke. Into the corner. Picked off by Gauthier. Here come the Tigers. Bounce pass to Travis, who will bring it up. Dribbling up top. Right side. Gauthier back up top to Travis. Left side to Womble. Jenna Womble looking. And now we'll go into Deller, poked away by Gooch and stolen by Kellstrom. Luella Wipke drives and will pull it back out. Now drives baseline again and has a tip. Goes to Kellstrom. Up top, Gooch wide open. Three short. And rebound knocked out of bounds by the Owls.
And Elcona just imploding right now. Coming out of the second half, they've turned it over five times already. The coach will take a timeout. We'll take one with them. We'll be back on 104.7, your power station for sports.
High school basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by Alpena Community College of Oscoda and Alpena and Lincoln Hardware. Tigers try and break the press. This time throw it over the top to Deller, nicely breaking it, and up top to Hansen. 17-12 Oscoda. It's a 1-0 quarter so far, 5 minutes in. Into Deller, too high, and that is the sixth turnover of the quarter for the Elkhorn Tigers.
It's amazing that the score is just 17-12 at this point. But that says something about Oscoda's offense tonight. And all the work Elkhorn has put in defensively is just being wasted right now by not being able to score any points and turning the ball over.
And again, Elcona's gotten the better shots, too. They've had way more open looks and just haven't been able to knock them home yet. Right side, Mia Wipke. Wipke into Backstrom. Backstrom, kick out to Ellie Kellstrom. Open left side three. Off the glass, off the top, and out of bounds once it goes off the
stanchion.
The stanchion, there's the word I was looking for. 17-12. Elkhorn going to try and break the press. Right now, it's just can they get a shot up? Left side, Womble. Womble will just give it to Hansen, and now they break the press. Hansen, right side to Travis. Travis up top, Womble now left wing. 2:27 to play in the third quarter, 17-12 Oscoda. Travis will drive into lane. Floater, too strong. Rebound Backstrom. Good look. Left side, Ellie Kellstrom now for Oscoda. Bounce pass up top, Luella Wipke. Into the corner, Gooch. Gooch wants to get it inside to Backstrom. Instead, she'll just drive, throw it up, trying to draw a foul. And again, hits the stanchion, so it'll be out of bounds.
I think Elcona right now is so gun-shy to shoot the three because they've missed so many of them that none of the girls want to shoot the ball. Well, you got to keep shooting the ball. Even if you're missing, you got to keep shooting the ball. Can't make baskets if you don't shoot the ball.
I've heard it's the best way to score points is to shoot the ball. And we have a foul coming out of the press.
Which was good because it saved him a turnover.
Luella Wipke with a push.
Oscoda bailed him out there with that foul.
Yeah, Backstrom was again going to come across and at least knock it out of bounds. Emma Travis with the basketball up top for the Tigers. Left side to Womble. Womble into Hansen. Hansen, a little mid-range jumper. Got that one to go. She's got six.
All I can say is it's about time they made a bucket.
17-14. Kellstrom into the lane, guarded by Hansen. She'll hand it off to Backstrom. Backstrom will go back up top Kellstrom and hand it off to Luella Wipke. 1:25 to play in our third quarter, 17-14. This quarter is 2-1 Elkhorn. Inside Backstrom at the free throw line, drives to the bucket and scores. She's got 6 points, two in each quarter. Makes it 19-14. Back to a five-point lead for the Owls. And cross court, and we've got another turnover by the Elkhorn Tigers as they tried to throw it over the top to Deller, but just a little too far. The Owls will now bring it up, final minute of our third quarter.
Luella Wipke, screened by Backstrom. She'll dribble back, wanted to shoot the three. Smartly passes it off. Now to Luella Wipke. Almost turns it over. Drives inside, and now we've got a foul before the shot. Carmen Deller takes a hit as she was trying to draw the charge, but the foul comes before the drive by Emma Travis. Only the second team foul on Alcona. Second foul on Emma Travis. Kingsley Backstrom will check out for the first time today. Kaiden Ely will check in for her. Going to get her a 40-second break plus the quarter break here. Bounce pass to Mia Wipke, left wing. Up top, Kaiden Ely. Ely bounce pass to Luella Wipke. To the elbow, Ellie Kellstrom. She'll drive. Blocked by Hansen. And a foul coming on Ellie Kellstrom.
Yeah, frustration foul there, Brad, after she got the ball stripped and taken away from her. She turned right around and put an arm right across Kelsey Hansen's wrist, and quick foul.
Her third. 30 seconds remaining in the quarter, 19-14 Owls. Emma Travis with the basketball and Kelsey Hansen working through the press. They get it across the line to Deller. Deller tries to throw it down low, picked off by Kaiden Ely. Kaiden Ely now losing it, but gets it to Mia Wipke. 15 seconds to play in the third quarter. So they'll run for one shot. Luella Wipke with the basketball. Screen from Mia Wipke. She works against it. Picked off by Deller. 4 seconds. And out to Hansen from the other free throw line. No good. That was close.
Yeah.
At the end of three, it's Oscoda 19, Alcona 14 on WKJC, your power station for sports. One quarter to play in our district final here from Oscoda. It's the host team, Oscoda 19, Alcona 14. Not too often a 3-2 quarter.
No.
There were far more turnovers than points in the third.
there was far more. Oscoda turned the ball over 5 times in that quarter, and Alcona turned the ball over 8 times in that quarter.
Oh, man.
One bucket for Alcona during that whole quarter.
And one bucket and a free throw for Oscoda. Oh, man. Here we go. Final quarter of play. We'll see if the scoring opens up in the last 8 minutes. It's 19-14 Oscoda. Luella Wipke dribbles through the lane, but is pushed out by Wombold. Good defense by Jenna Wombold. Luella Wipke still with the basketball. Handed off to Mia Wipke. Wipke cross back over, and Gauthier's going to get a tie up and the basketball. 7:40 to play. 19-14. This game brought to you in part by Chris Martin of Lincoln, Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center of Tawas City, Colvin Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, and MJ Salon of Oscoda. Tigers break the press. Inside Wombold at the rim, but too strong. Read on Kingsley Backstrom. One of the best looks Alcona's gotten all night. Luella Wipke, right side for Oscoda. Screen by Backstrom. Ava Gooch will hand it back to Luella Wipke. Tigers doing a great job not allowing the Owls to get. They want a three out of that screen. They have not been able to get it. Right side, Ava Gooch. She drives right side. Bounce pass back to Kellstrom, but stolen by Wombold. And another turnover. We'll get you the turnover count here in a second. Gauthier, right corner. Left side, Hansen. Hansen drives. Kick out to Emma Travis. Travis just going to shoot the three off the high glass. No good, but rebound. And two free throws coming to Sage Gauthier as she is fouled. And we go to the line. That foul is on 22 Backstrom, her second.
Real good walk-in rebound there by Sage Gauthier to get that play and then to take it right to the rim. She got hit, and we'll see if she can convert.
All-important free throws. First one, no good. This game brought to you in part by Alcona Tool of Lincoln, Alcona Health Centers, Cole Forest Products of Lincoln, and Building Express of Alpena. Second free throw, no good. Rebound Backstrom, that could be big. 19-14 Oscoda. Left side, Ellie Kellstrom, corner three. Too strong. Rebound Gooch, and she's fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two.
Gooch picks up her fifth rebound, puts it right back up. Same thing at this end. She gets hammered on the way up. She'll get a chance to convert and get the Owls into the 20s if she can make a couple.
Oh, man. I think we're playing basketball from the 20s. Ava Gooch makes the first free throw.
Cooch makes good at the first.
20-14. Again, largest lead of the game. At 6. Second free throw. Good.
Like butter. Good free throw shooting there by Ava Gooch.
21-14. Tigers need a bucket. Travis gets it to Womble out of the trap, and then it's poked away by Gooch and then to Whipke. Whipke out of bounds off of Alcona. I honestly couldn't tell. Either way they go with this, I'm happy. And they're going to say out of bounds off of Osco.
And that's the correct call.
Is it?
So.
You must have said better, because I really couldn't tell.
Good job communicating by the officials there.
So Alcona with the basketball, trailing by 7, 21-14. Emma Travis now has it up top. Bounce pass right side, Gauthier. Up top, Emma Travis. They just have not made the Owls pay for playing 2-3 zone. Emma Travis now with the basketball up top. Bounce pass inside, Deller. Deller over the shoulder, no good. Got a little too far underneath the basket. Rebound to Backstrom. Here come the Owls. Luella Whipke screened by Backstrom. Drive inside, nothing there. Good defense by the Tigers. Whipke brings it back out. 5:50 to play, 21-14 Oscoda. Whipke to Mia Whipke. Mia Whipke drives to the elbow. Kick to the right corner, Ava Gooch. Gooch inside to Backstrom. Backstrom out to Ellie Kellstrom. Open left wing three. Off the glass and good.
3-point basket by Kellstrom.
And it's a 10-point lead for the Owls. 24-14. They've made three threes. None of them have been all that pretty.
That was a big basket, though. That was that could be the icer.
Emma Travis for three. They need it. Too long. Rebound, Kingsley Backstrom. 2 points in the half so far by the Tigers.
And now Oscoda should be in no hurry. I mean, even though it's a low-scoring game, 10-point lead, 5 minutes left.
You've only given up 14. You're up by 10. I mean,
yeah.
Luella Whipke with the basketball. Screened by Gooch. Good defense, though, by Womble. Just under 5 minutes to play. Luella Whipke trying to find a hole, and Oscoda will take a timeout. Why don't we take 30 seconds with him on WKJC, your power station for sports. .448 to play, 24-14. And, Kurt, if you're Coach Feldhizer, what are you saying to the Tigers? Try and get something going here.
Well, they may be in a situation, I hate to say it already, with 4:45 left. They might have to foul. They may have to start wasting their fouls. A little moving block there wasn't called. Thrown away, turnover.
4:39 to play, so ball don't lie. Luella Whipke then had a miscommunication with Mia Whipke and threw it out. Mia Whipke, I think, is pleading that it was tipped, and now they're going to have a conversation. And we also have an injured player, Womble, for Alcona is hurt, grabbing her shoulder. So Kaylee Womble will check in. Now we're having a – yeah, Mia Whipke signified that it was tipped, but the officials did not see it that way. So it will be Alcona basketball.
I didn't see it that way either.
Why not try? See if you can convince someone to – see if you can trick them into saying they saw something. Here come the Tigers. Emma Travis basketball up top. Bounce pass to Deller. Deller into Hansen. That's what they need. Hansen left hand and good.
And she finally went around and went up and got the bucket that time. So good for her.
24-16. Luella Whipke slowly walking it across the timeline. Going to get a screen by Gooch. Clears some space. Losing the basketball. And a tip by Emma Travis sends it into the backcourt. Now to Ava Gooch on the right side. To Mia Whipke in the corner. She wanted the three. Good defense by Gauthier. Cross court pass Kellstrom. Kellstrom bounce pass up top to Luella Whipke. Luella Whipke clears herself some space. Now goes to Ava Gooch. Ava Gooch into Backstrom. Backstrom loses the basketball going up. And it'll be grabbed by Alcona. Here comes Emma Travis, timeout Alcona. Take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. Oh, yes. Kurt, you were mentioning there during the break, you weren't a huge fan of that timeout.
No, I wasn't. They had some momentum. They just scored a bucket. Then they just got a turnover, and then they shut it down with a timeout. So we'll see what happens.
And Wombold has it poked away by Wipke, but able to retain it. Kaylee Wombold, right wing. Up top to Travis. Travis into Hanson. Hanson mid-range jumper. Good!
And finally, Alcona's starting to hit a few baskets, making it a game here.
Kelsey Hanson, the first player to double digits. She has 10. 24-18. Wipke is fouled by Sage Gauthier, who then goes and helps Luella Wipke up.
Boy, that's a good thing there, because I think Oscoda was throwing it out of bounds there.
Ava Guchel inbound. Goes to the backcourt to Wipke. Luella Wipke, the freshman guard. Double teamed by Hanson and Travis. And knocked out of bounds by the Alcona Tigers. They're doing a good job knowing Wipke likes to kind of go back and forth up top of cutting her off. And Wipke's got to find a way to move forward. They're going to go to Mia Wipke. Mia Wipke, who just runs right to the free throw line. Kick out Kelstrom. Kelstrom at the free throw line. Cross court to Gooch. Gooch into Backstrom. Backstrom up and scores.
Best ball movement we've seen all night by the Owls. Paid off with a bucket.
They get through the trap to the Tigers. It's 26-18. Hanson now up top. Hanson tries to work inside. Cut off by Gooch. Inside, and Backstrom's going to tip it away, but the Tigers regain it. Dribbling right down, and good defense by Backstrom. As Wombold tried to go right through her, Backstrom stayed straight up, and it's still an 8-point lead. 26-18, foul by Emma Travis with 2:16 to play.
Yeah, Alcona came out, kind of almost forced a foul. That's her fourth foul for Emma. And
somebody else is going to have to foul.
Yeah.
So you need Emma Travis out there.
Absolutely.
Ava Gucci inbound to Luella Wipke. Travis looks at her coach, and Emma Travis now getting it. The coach is calling for a switch so that Emma Travis doesn't defoul. She gets a steal. Emma Travis into the lane on Luella Wipke. Scores!
That's by Travis.
Right-hand layup cuts the lead. It's 26-20. Into a trap now, and Luella Wipke dribbles through it. Had lost it once or twice, but is able to get it. Mia Wipke will get it in the corner, but a timeout here for Oscoda. Back in 30 seconds on WKJC, your primary station for sports. Game close, 26-20. We have about a minute, 20 minutes, 30 left in the game. 20 seconds left in the timeout. Alcona able to fight their way back. Got a big turnover. Have gotten clawed back from 10 down. Now to 6. And a chance, if they can get a stop here, cut it to one possession, and then anything goes in the last minute 49. Guchel inbound. Noise picking up on both sides of the gym here, both Alcona and Oscoda. Luella Wipke with the basketball. Inside to Backstrom. Backstrom loses the ball. And we're going to have a loose one. And finally, a jump ball is called. Possession arrow.
Possession arrow is going to stay with Oscoda, so they're going to get away with one there. Sometimes it's good to turn that possession arrow right now, though, in case there's another one.
Jenna Womble, who was hurt earlier, will check back in.
Yep, she's at the table.
So that's good. She'll check in for Kaylee Womble. 26-20, our score. Final minute, 35. Luella Wipke dribbles out, double-teamed, gets it to Mia Wipke. Mia Wipke looking, goes right side, Gooch, and Gooch is fouled by Carmen Deller. Tigers had four players guarding two Oscoda Owls there, but sent their four biggest players to just kind of stand and make it tough for the Owls to see.
Well, they got one more foul, and they're into the one-and-one bonus.
Throwing it to Backstrom.
Wow.
Almost threw it away. Backstrom picked up her dribble. Gets it to Mia Wipke, though. Wipke to Luella Wipke. 1:20 to play. Back to Mia Wipke. Mia Wipke stuck. And we've got a foul that is called on Gauthier. Man, they had her right there. I'm no hurry to foul. I'm not sure they were. But Mia Wipke knocked down huge free throws on Wednesday night.
has got to make the first to get the second. It's a 1-1 with 74 seconds to play.
When you try to stall right next to that timeline, like you said the other night, it's just like another defenseman.
Rebound by Gauthier off the short free throw. Hansen will bring it up. Right side, Gauthier inside to Deller. Deller back on Hansen. Man, fell a couple opportunities for three. Gauthier, man, opportunity for three. Hansen for three. No. Rebound, Backstrom. Kingsley Backstrom with a big-time rebound. Luella Wipke will jog it across the timeline. Picks up her dribble. Goes to the corner, Ellie Kellstrom. Kellstrom double dribbled it. Back to the Tigers. Six-point game. And Gauthier's got to be ready to shoot. They are leaving her open on the backside.
Twice she should have shot it there. She had great looks, didn't take them. Tell you what, Alcona's had every opportunity in this game to win this basketball game.
Gauthier right wing. Up top, Travis. Back
shoot
to
it.
Gauthier. Back to Travis. Inside to Hansen. Hansen through contact, left hand, no good. Rebound down to Luella Wipke. 30 seconds left, six-point game. And Hansen will foul in center to the line to shoot a 1-1.
Yeah, it's,
and Coach Feldheiser was looking at Gauthier and said, shoot the ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're down six. You want threes at this point. It is a 1-1 again, though, and a freshman at the line.
First one. Good.
A really, really good freshman, though, Bradley.
Seven-point game. It's a three-possession game now. With 25 and a half seconds remaining, district final.
Oscoda's losing a Wipke this year, but I think the team's in good shape with the Wipke they got coming up. If she makes the back end of it, 28-20.
Alcona smartly not touching it until half court. Right side, Gauthier, up top, Travis for three. They need it. No good. Rebound poked around. It comes down to Mia Wipke. 15 seconds left to Luella Wipke. Luella to Ellie Kellstrom. 10 seconds left. Luella Wipke, right side, Mia Wipke into Backstrom. Backstrom is fouled with 6 seconds left. And you can hear it in the gym. They can feel it. 6 seconds left, and it's an 8-point lead and a chance to make it 10.
Yeah, one of the more unusual district finals I've ever done. Extremely low scoring. A lot of hard work both ways, and you know, you got to at this point of the game feel for a couple of the seniors. You know, Sierra West that's on that team, and especially Kelsey Hansen here tonight and Carmen Deller.
The terrible time of the part about this time of year, Backstrom missed the first, makes the second. And 6 seconds left, inbound to Deller. 3 seconds, left side Gauthier to West, back to Gauthier, game over.
And they storm the floor here at the Owl's Nest. Big win for the Oscoda Lady Owls. 29-20. Your final score, Bradley. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap it all up after this on 104.7 WKJC.